Anders Behring Breivik wrote in his manifesto that the 1999 NATO bombing of Serbia was a critical moment. He believed the bombing campaign's support of Muslim Albanians in Kosovo set the stage for an Islamization of Europe. Breivik's ideas are extreme, but some Muslims in Kosovo are also concerned about a rise in Islamic extremism there. The issue is the construction of a new mosque, and the battle lines have been drawn between a group known as the Bashkuho and others who believe that the group gives Muslims a bad name. Nate Tabak reports from the capital, Pristina.
Afternoon prayers on the edge of Pristina's old Ottoman quarter. Several hundred men and boys bow in devotion to God, but they're not inside a mosque. They're across the street from one, assembled in a square with dozens of TV cameras trained on them. While the prayers and rituals are nothing out of the ordinary, their message is decidedly political. Fatos Recepi tells the crowd that Pristina's observant Muslims are being neglected. We deserve a place to pray and do our obligations, which God has given us, Recepi says. We will never stop praying just so people stop calling us radicals or terrorists. Recepi heads a group of devout Muslims called Bashkohu, or Come Together. He and his supporters say Pristina's 22 mosques cannot accommodate everyone who wants to pray on Fridays and holidays.
Most of the population of Kosovo is Muslims, and there are no enough space for us.
That's Armand Bayrami. The University of Pristina student, like other protesters, is asking the city government to allocate a parcel of land for a large central mosque. People are also frustrated that Pristina's religious Muslims are without a prominent central place of worship, while a large Catholic cathedral is being built in downtown. Protester Samir Recepi says that's unfair. We as Muslim people feel discriminated, Recepi says, because Catholics make up an estimated 3% of Kosovo's population, whereas about 90% are Muslim. What Bashkohu wants isn't especially controversial. Kosovo is, after all, a largely Muslim country. But the group's methods haven't gone over well. Protesters have blocked major intersections, and some supporters have scuffled with police, drawing widespread condemnation.
They do not represent officially the Islam here. This is one of the most important things.
Jabar Haliti is the assembly president of the Islamic Community of Kosovo, the chief Muslim entity here.
And we should not let them lead the Islamic issues here in our country.
Haliti, who's also a professor of religion at the University of Pristina, says Kosovo's capital does need a new mosque for growing numbers of worshippers. In fact, it was the Islamic community that requested the land for it in the first place, and city officials have agreed to it in principle. But Haliti says the protesters are manufacturing confrontation to increase the footprint of a more radical form of Islam. He says they're being goaded on by foreign-based organizations.
We have had a problem, and we are having a problem with some of this kind of NGOs who want to make the way of the interpretation different as it was previous in our country.
Non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, flooded Kosovo to help rebuild after the war ended in 1999. They included Muslim charities, some of them suspect. Just last year, Kosovo police arrested members of a Muslim aid group and seized guns and body armor. The suspects reportedly were Wahhabis, followers of a devout Muslim sect with origins in Saudi Arabia. Haliti says if Bashkohu and its supporters were out of the picture, the new mosque could be a shining symbol of a tolerant Islam that has thrived in Kosovo for the past 600 years. For the world, I'm Nate Tabak, Pristina, Kosovo.
Prayer as a form of protest. Nate Tabak's got a slideshow. Check it out at theworld.org.